Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4473.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My dad had a significant influence on me just because he taught me how to be a good person, how to work hard, and he taught me a lot of respect too.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be successful and happy.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would describe myself as being a really active person and also being very adventurous.
What makes you smile?
Seeing the people I care about happy.
What types of things make you happy?
Being around the people I love and care for, like friends and family.
What types of things make you sad?
The loss of loved ones.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I come from a Korean background, so growing up in a Korean household really taught me self-discipline and how to be respectful to others.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
I've always been good at drawing, so I've been kind of artistic ever since I was a little kid. I've been drawing, you know, things I see like dinosaurs and cars and stuff like that, so...
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
First off, honesty. I think everyone should be honest. No one likes a liar. No one likes to be lied to, so that's my top one. My second one is optimism. No one likes like a pessimistic person. No one likes negativity. And the third one is kindness, so you have to be kind.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
Quality I like best in myself is that I'm pretty open-minded. My open-mindedness I really like. I like to see that flourish. And the one that I like the least is my impatience. Sometimes I could be impatient.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
My parents really taught me integrity and self-discipline. I would like to pass that on.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Growing up, my dad worked a lot, so we never really had family time together. So we never really had family dinners together, so I would like to spend my time with my family during like family meals and eating together.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I remember when I was 10 years old, well, I was 9 years old, and I asked for a PlayStation for my birthday. Just because everyone had it and I really wanted it, and I remember begging my parents for it, and they told me, no, it's too expensive, so they're not going to get it to me. But on my 10th birthday, I opened up a present and it turned out to be a PlayStation, and a bonus was that they gave me a Jurassic Park game, and that's my favorite movie, still is my favorite movie today. So, yeah, that was really special, because I didn't think they were going to give that to me. So.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
As a child, I was really active, played outside a lot with my friends. We liked to play capture, we rode bikes, we went swimming a lot in my friend's pool, and we played a lot of backyard football.
What is your favorite book, and what types of books do you enjoy?
My favorite book would probably be The Hobbit, just because I read it so much. I had to read it for school, and I ended up enjoying it. But the types of books I really enjoy are self-help books, nonfiction.
What is your favorite word and why?
My favorite word would probably be love, because, you know, we all need it, and because you can use that word in so many different ways.
What was the last book you read, and who was your favorite character?
The last book I read was called Assholes Finish First. It's by Tucker Max. It's kind of like an autobiography, so Tucker Max is my favorite character in that.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
Last movie I saw was James Bond, Skyfall, and I love that movie. Best Bond ever.
What types of sports do you like to watch?
I love to watch mixed martial arts, boxing, and football.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
I really enjoy training, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Muay Thai, kickboxing, you know, anything... to do with martial arts, really.
Okay. Are you a creative person, and if so, how do you express your creativity?
I think I'm a creative person. What I do for work is I have to talk to potential clients, customers, and I have to convince them to buy a product. So being creative and figuring out different ways to convince them.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
A lot of people say when I had longer hair, they said I look like Liu Kang. If you don't know, that's a character from Mortal Kombat. It's not even a real person, but I get that a lot.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
One significant experience was definitely attending and graduating college. I'm the first one in my family to graduate college in the U.S. So, and I also met a lot of my best friends there. And it opened up a lot more opportunities for me in my life, for sure.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Like I said earlier, I'm a big fan of martial arts. So if I could interview anybody, it would be Bruce Lee, because you know he's my icon, and he was such an inspiration to martial arts. And that's pretty much why I started training in martial arts, so Bruce Lee.
First experiences can be defining. Say the first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
My first experience traveling outside the country, that just made me want to travel more and experience the cultures of other countries.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know is the right thing to do.
I took a risk actually going to college, taking on the risk of, you know, taking on student loans and stuff like that. So I knew it was the right thing to do, and it really is paying off now. So,
is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I saw this documentary a couple weeks ago on scientists growing human body parts on lab mice using the patient's own cells. So I thought that was really interesting because if you receive a donor heart or a donor organ, sometimes the body will reject it because it's not your own. It's not made from your own cells. But what they're thinking about doing is using your own cells to grow your own body parts or organs. And that really surprised me because it's such an advance in technology. And technology and science is always advancing.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Something that I've never done before. Maybe skydiving.
Where would you like to be the most?
At the beach.
Any particular beach?
Tropical beach, maybe Cayman Island somewhere.
Okay. What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is you can't live in the past. You just learn from it, and you have to live in the moment. And another thing is you have to be happy and remember that happiness isn't a destination, it's a journey.
What was the most difficult time in your life, and how did you overcome these difficulties?
The most difficult time in my life was definitely when my girlfriend and I broke up. I did learn from the experience, though. I learned that no matter how much you may think otherwise, some things aren't meant to work, and you just have to learn from it and move on, and not dwell on it.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience was definitely attending and graduating college.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Checkers.
Who is your favorite actor?
I'm a big Leo fan, so Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is there a favorite movie you have that he was in?
I really love Blood Diamond.
What is your favorite dinner?
Surf and turf.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Streaking through my college campus.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Brush my teeth.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I wish I could fly.
Why did you choose marketing and sales as your career line of work?
I chose marketing and sales because I really enjoy meeting and talking to new people and just trying to use my wit to convince them into buying things that they didn't think of buying otherwise.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Like I said earlier, being able to meet and talk to new people, to complete strangers and convince them to become interested in a product that they never had interest in before.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be?
I would be a professional mixed martial arts fighter, just because, like I said earlier, I'm really into martial arts and the whole thing, and because I love the sport.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I'll own my own martial arts gym, preferably somewhere on the West Coast, California maybe, and hopefully by then I'll have a family.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Romantic evening, just a nice dinner, going out ice skating or mini golf, something like that, and afterwards walking in the park or walk on the beach.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Honesty, loyalty, she has to be funny, she has to get my sense of humor, and she has to have a nice smile.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I think the nicest thing I could do is just to be myself and just to be honest towards her.
How is your relationship with your parents?
My relationship with my parents is it's pretty good. The only thing is that my dad is constantly working, so he wasn't home a lot. So my relationship with my mother is probably stronger than my relationship with my dad.
Do you have any siblings, and if so, what were they like growing up?
Yeah, I have a little sister. She really kept to herself, really quiet and really soft-spoken, but she's a really nice girl.
How would you describe yourself as a child?
I was really hyper, really hyperactive, yeah. I was really active too. I was always playing outside with my friends.
What was your best memory of childhood?
My best memory from my childhood is going to Disney World with my family. Just because, like I said earlier, my dad wasn't really around much in the house, and this trip, it was one of the only trips that my dad actually came along with us, and me, my mom, and my dad, and my sister all went to Disney World, and that was just a really good time.
What are your best memories of college?
My best memory was when a few of my friends and I went to an engineering formal. That was a really good memory, just because we all had such a good time. Probably the highlight of my college career. It was just really, really fun.
Was there a teacher or teachers who had a particularly strong influence on your life?
Yes, my advisor in college really supported me in everything I did. Really helped me out, and really kind of pushed me through and helped me graduate.
What lessons have you learned from your relationships?
My relationship with my girlfriend really has taught me a lot since it was my first relationship. It really taught me how to really made me see things in different perspective, especially when we broke up. It really taught me how to move on and just like let go of the past.
What did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
When I was a kid, I really loved dinosaurs, so I really thought I was going to be a paleontologist digging up dinosaur fossils.
What lessons has your work life taught you?
My work life, having to talk to random people I don't know, different clients, things like that, really taught me to be more outgoing and creative on how the way I talk.
Do you have any favorite stories from your work life?
Recently we took a company trip to Mexico, and that was definitely a good time, and it made me proud to be working for this company.
What traditions have been passed down in your family?
Every New Year's, coming from a Korean family, we do we bow to our elders, and they tell us, things that we should. Goals that we should achieve like throughout the new year, And that's something we've been doing for my whole family history, so.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I wanted to provide, an incredible, meaningful, life-giving service to, couples that aren't able to have kids on their own.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Just want to say, I would love to meet you. Just feel free to come seek me out. I would love to talk to you. My door is always open.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4473.